Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Garden Plaza, it's the spaghetti breakfast. And I'll tell you what, the line is long, but it is moving fast, which means you should get here and have your spaghetti, have your sausage, have your bread, have your everything. It is such a great time. Joining us right now is Pat Bostic. Pat Bostic, one of the voices of the Pittsburgh Panthers, and they take on UCF coming up tomorrow on Saturday. Pat, good morning. How is everything?
Doing good. Dealing with a little water main break here, though, in the South Hills. So challenges to start the day, but I'm glad to be with you.
You're not getting down Beck's run. Turn around. Go another way.
I know. Persevere. You're a football player. You'll get through it. It'll be okay. You may just need to audible, check into something. Check with me at the line of scrimmage.
Sidecar left,
yes.
Pat.
Can you do that,
I love
right?
It. Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us all about this UCF team and that, there are people that have been on our station and have said that, and Aaron Taylor, I think, was one of them just the other day, UCF is the best team in the state of Florida right now, and the conversation doesn't even need to be a conversation. They are the best Florida team right now. Is that true?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think they've won 27 regular season games. Lost to LSU last year in a bowl game, which is nothing to be ashamed of. He's talented. They've built depth. They do a nice job getting transfers. They seem to always find a quarterback from Hawaii. This Dylan Gabriel kid is a lot like the McKenzie Milton kid from a year ago. He's about 6 foot, but lefty with a big arm and talented and has a lot of moxie. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and they're playing at a high level. I would have no disagreement with that statement whatsoever.
UCF's given up less than 90 yards a game on the ground, Pat. This would seem less than an ideal time for Pitt to be in desperate need of getting their run game going, averaging less than a yard a carry last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of that, to be honest with you, Chris, is teams get behind them so early that they have to throw it. Even Stanford got down quick through a pick and gave up the second touchdown of the game from the 1 yard line. So, their defense is unheralded in terms of. All the attention goes to their offense, but they leave the country in tackles for loss. So they're disruptive, and they're allowed to take chances because they know they're going to score on the other side of the ball. But it's important to get the run going against them. When you got a fast defense, trying to keep them at bay and off balance is important. So, regardless of who they're playing, Pitt needs to get a run game going, and at least to keep them honest.
Pat, does Pitt need to go with a running back? And I asked you the same question last week. Does Pitt need to go with a running back and just ride a horse?
I think they need to go with probably two. Right now, Vincent Davis has given them a nice change of pace, the freshman. I think AJ's been the most consistent. He's proven to be a really valuable guy in the pass game, and his pass protection's been good. Malik Carter gives him a little change of pace, but I mean, the most complete back's A.J. Davis. But honestly, until they get something going, it's hard to tell who's the hot hand. They haven't had a lot of rush attempts. I mean, they threw it 51 times last week. I think they had 53 pass attempts, or called passes, rather, against Virginia. Right now it's hard to tell who that hot hand is because they haven't gotten anybody hot. And that's something they need to find sooner rather than later.
Pat, I hate to relitigate something that's nearly a week old now, but Kenny Pickett said after the game when he was asked about the decision to kick the field goal that it's not his job to worry about it. He's a quarterback. The quarterback just calls the plays. The quarterback doesn't even call the plays. The quarterback just runs the plays and throws the ball. Was there a palpable sense of frustration from the guys on the offensive side of the ball that Pat Narduzzi did not elect to try and punch it in on fourth down?
I think there always is. I mean, there's always the guys on offense. I mean, from my days playing, you always feel like you can get it done, and you're frustrated that you can get it done on downs 1 through 3. So, I mean, as a quarterback, and I got no qualms saying this, I respect Pat Narduzzi's decision. I would have loved to see him go for it. So, I think it's a difference of opinion there, obviously, amongst a lot of people. Everyone seemed to chime in on it, and understandably so. It was a critical juncture of the game. But when you look back on it, really the most frustrating part in watching the film and getting a little bit of insight into what happened on downs 1-3 is there's two plays that they probably should score on in those first three that one guy makes a missed assignment. And that really has been the story of this season for this team. It's why they're 1-2 right now. One guy on one play five times a game. And, you know, it sounds like coach speak, but it's really the truth. And when you boil it down, you know, the hit tape on why you win or why you lose is 5-10 plays. And they're not making those 5-10 plays and the other team is.
Well, let me ask you this real quick and last thing for you. Do you think that sometimes that defensive coaches that become head coaches coach defensively and offensive coaches coach offensively, and perhaps that weighed into that decision? That's a guy scored on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a valid question, Colin. But you know, Pat Narduzzi has been aggressive. And I think naturally, you know, in that circumstance, knowing all the factors, a defensive-minded decision would be more to go for it because you trust your defense is going to get you the ball back. You know, I think his decision was weighted more into trying to win the game and not worrying about tying it, which, again, we could litigate that and talk about that all day. But conventional wisdom would say that a defensive coach says, hey, we don't get it in from the one, you know, we're going to stop them. We're going to get the ball back at the 50-yard line going in plus. So I think there were other factors in his mind, not necessarily factors that you wouldn't consider to be the mindset of a defensive-minded coach. So if that makes any sense whatsoever.
That's a very good answer, Pat. Yeah. That's a very good answer because when you actually pour through it, it's the opposite of what I go into asking that question, what I think the result's going to be at the end, when you actually kind of peel the layers away. And that's a very good answer. Very, very good answer. Thank you much,
that.
Pat.
Enjoy your spaghetti, it is.
We already have.
Yeah, and there will be more.
Mm-hmm. We're doing well. This is a haven for if you want to eat. I mean, stop down here.
Yeah, a little bite in the air this morning, too. It's perfect.
It feels like football.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pat. Enjoy the game. Hopefully Pitt can – it'd be a big win for Pitt to knock off UCF, that's for sure. We appreciate it.
No doubt. Feel good about it.
Yeah. We will talk again next week. Thanks again. And as always, thank you. Pat Bostic, there he goes. Thanks again, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
The more he says it, I don't agree with the decision at all.
The idea that the defensive coach's decision would be, well, I'm going to
– put him down at the one-yard line.
Yeah.
Let's go for it. If we don't get in, we stick him
– Yeah. Either way, it was an opportunity missed.
One more down and you try to put it in.
Yeah.
No question at all. However, offense, defense, special teams, whatever kind of coach you are, try to get there.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.